Hi, this is Lewis from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed in this quick, this is a survey that will be quick and confidential.
Okay.
Thank you. And what is your zip code?
What is what?
Your zip code.
11790.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered? Oh, you
registered.
Are. Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
There's only two choices, sir. I am a female.
Thank you for your answer. And what is your year of birth?
Excuse me, my year of birth?
Yes, ma'am.
1961.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Got it. And what is your race?
I'm white.
Thank you, ma'am. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Got it. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, I voted Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or definitely not?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, ma'am. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
I'll say 8.
Thank you. Please write how much you agree or disagree with the following statement, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot. It is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate that if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter at all, or does not matter much, and does not matter at all would be the last two options. Thank you, ma'am. And the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What was the first choice you gave me?
Oh, yes. They are matters a lot.
Matters a lot.
The next would be elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
Matters a lot.
Protecting abortion rights.
That's a tough one for me. It's a non-issue. The second one
matters somewhat.
Matters somewhat.
All right. And protecting LGBTQ rights.
That's the first one.
You mean matters a lot?
Matters a lot.
Thank you, ma'am. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, you can say, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote. Again, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
I will vote.
That means nothing will stop you, or I want to and will probably
nothing
vote.
Nothing will stop me. Nothing will stop me.
I appreciate your answer. Next is the election for Congress. House of
Nothing will stop me.
Understood. Protecting abortion rights.
As far as voting,
As far as voting, correct.
Yeah, nothing will stop me.
And also protecting LGBTQ rights.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for president, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, or someone
Trump.
Else? Or you?
Trump.
Understood. And if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or...
Say that again, if it was for who?
For the Congress. Like, if they...
I'm sorry, read the question again.
Yes, ma'am, with all pleasure. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote?
Oh, Republican.
Understood. Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballots this November, how much motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Much more motivated, somewhat no change, somewhat less motivated, or much less motivated?
Motivated.
Somewhat motivated.
I mean, I know you have the questions, but for me, it's a non-issue.
Understood, ma'am. And yeah. Like I said at the beginning, your opinion is important. I got your answer. We can move on from that one. And
okay,
fine. Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Proposition 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much. Nope, not much.
Here is the text of Proposition 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, in identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote a yes or a no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, how would you vote, yes or no, or will not vote?
You'd have to read me the question again.
It's just about the same information that I read to you about Proposition 1.
I have to be undecided because I have to read it again. So my answer will be undecided.
Understood, ma'am. And based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would provide protections on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the same state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protections, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, or give voting rights to immigrants? You can choose any choices that you like that you would consider that what you think about this amendment would do.
It's horrible.
So you wouldn't vote for any of those choices that I've read?
No. I'll change. No.
I see. Give me just a second. It seems that in this case, you can say that it prohibits housing discrimination, or it will give voting rights to immigrants.
I got to be honest with you. The question is way too long and lengthy. I don't understand it, so I'm just going to pass on it.
I see. Okay. I understand, ma'am.
I mean, I know it's not you, but you know, it's just, it's got to be, you know.
Yeah, I understand you.
Yeah.
Let me try to give it to
not
you.
Nothing personal.
Oh, I appreciate that. And in this case, I would just like to tell you that the answers are basically that all that apply. And since we're talking about the amendment of Proposition 1 that I read to you, I can go back. I know you said you wanted me to read that again. So basically, this is Proposition 1. It adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. It covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, and also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So the yes votes for to put these protections against discrimination in the New York State.
No. That's a good proposition.
Okay, so if you had to choose, how would you vote? Would you vote a yes or a no?
Yes, I'll vote yes.
I understand you. So based on that amendment, do you think the amendment would provide protections on the basis of gender? You can say yes to the ones that I'm giving you, so you don't have to wait until the end. You can say yes
okay.
or no.
Yes.
Say yes. Okay. Put LGBTQ protections into
yes.
the state constitution. It prohibits housing discrimination.
Yes.
It prevents discrimination based on age.
Yes.
It has strengthened voting rights protections.
Yes.
It strengthened protections for New Yorkers with disabilities.
Yes.
It removes parents' rights over their children's medical decisions.
Say that, it what?
It removes parents' rights over
Bad.
Okay. And then put protections for abortion into the state constitution.
Again, that's just a non-issue for me. I have no comment on that.
That's not a problem, and it gives voting rights to immigrants, the amendment.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so understood. Now knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment?
Probably.
Are you undecided?
Probably yes.
And compared to voting for president or Congress, are you motivated or less motivated to vote on Proposition 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated? Again, if I can read you the question so we can be clearer, like I mentioned, compared to voting.
No, I get it. It's just for me, to be honest with you, it's a non-issue for me. It's a non-issue for me.
I understand you, ma'am, and we can continue. And
okay.
Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements for each. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly agree, and 10 means you strongly disagree. So, I'm sorry, I have to read that again. 0 means you strongly disagree. So 0 means bad. And,
okay, yeah, just go to the question. We'll get to that.
Sure. I just read it incorrectly, so I'm just apologizing there. So
okay, that's okay.
You strongly agree. And we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Absolutely.
So 0 to 10?
10. 10 is what?
You can strongly agree.
Yes. 10.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care.
Oh my God, another non-issue for me. To me, that's just, pardon my French, just sheer bullshit.
It can be 0 to 10 in your opinion. As
0.
Well. Understood. It is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
10.
Thank you. everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Say that again?
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Depends if they're a citizen.
In this particular case, it's a 0 to 10 as well in your answer. It can be in the middle or
I'll make it a 2.
Understood. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
That would be a 10.
That you strongly agree, understood. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
10.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
10.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At the moment in time, when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add layer of protections for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided or would not vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Almost certain, probably 50-50, probably not.
Almost certain. Not. Certain.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Sure. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And that is much more convincing or somewhat more convincing. That would be the answers. So statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protection based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. You can say statement A much more, or statement A somewhat more, or next, which is statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people
I'm
are protected.
I'm passing on that question. I'm passing on the question.
Sure. Understood. And next, and we're almost done, by the way, ma'am, I am going to read you some of the things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use the number between 0 to 10. Since Roe v. Wade has overturned abortion, has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country, right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims out of touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights up to abortion in New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. You can say 0 to 10, ma'am.
What was 0 again?
Yes, it's not motivating at all as a 0.
10. 10. Go to 10.
Got it. And extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November, as well as 0 to 10.
5.
Not motivated. 5.
Give it a 5.
Yes, I understand that. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state's constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials, users that are position of power, to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. Would that be 0 to 10, not motivating somewhat, or
2.
Extremely motivating?
2.
2. And right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment would close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
10.
Sometimes, over the course of a survey, these things change, and it's okay if they did not, but once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November, adds certain protections to state Bill of Rights, and adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in your state, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state's constitution. So if the elections were held today, would you vote yes on the amendment or no?
Yes.
Understood. And after reading all this information, are you more or less likely to vote in November 2024 for president,
more
Congress?
No, I'm still voting.
So much more likely or some
more likely. Yep, much more likely.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024
Extremely.
Election? Extremely. You understood. Oh, thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual?
Oh, my God.
I apologize, ma'am.
I know. No, I'm a heterosexual female.
Understood, ma'am. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single or separated, divorced or widowed?
Single.
Understood. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status?
My employment status? I'm retired.
Understood. And in the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is 5.
That is not going to be revealed at all.
Understood, ma'am. In this
NA, not applicable.
As this is a completely confidential survey, ma'am, we will definitely not reveal this information.
I'm not giving it.
This being the last question, an estimate. It can only be an estimate, ma'am. You don't need to give an exact amount from your income, but the options are like less than 24.
No, I'm not going there at all. Not happening.
I hear you, ma'am. Like I mentioned, this is the last question.
I understand. What's the last question?
This is actually the last
question. The income?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done then. I'm done.
I understand, ma'am. Although your opinion is truly valuable to us, without this particular answer, we are not able to submit your answers, and I do apologize.
Okay, then you can put 30,000.
That's okay, ma'am. As I mentioned, once again, this is completely confidential, and that completes the survey. So I do appreciate that you have answered, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.